Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. And this week, as part of our series, God Is, we're looking at how God is holy. And to do that, we're going to look at two passages. One of them is the Ten Commandments. And you may say to yourself, wait a minute, we just studied that in our epic series on the Old Testament. Well, we'll look at it a bit differently today. Last time, we kind of looked at what are the Ten Commandments, what do they mean? And I'd encourage you to go back and take a look at that content if you want to explore the meaning of them in a bit more depth. But what we're going to look at today is more about the purpose of the commandments. What's behind them? What's driving God to give these commandments to his people?
And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's.
So here's your question for today. What do these commandments say about God, and what's important to him? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.